Revelation chapter 12. Read from verse 7 to 9. Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7 to verse 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was there any place, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. May the Lord add his blessings to reading and hearing of this portion of his word. You can please be seated. We'll just see how long we can. Just talk a little while. I just feel like sleeping. I tell you. Back in church, I'll just sleep. But we'll just trust the Lord to give some little strength to be able to talk a little while for the morning service. And I don't think I have where to sit it, because I woke up about 2 o'clock and there was no sleep again. And there have been other things the week that ended, and that's just how it is like this. People will say, rest to find time and rest. The time is just not available for any rest. May the Lord be our help. Within the time that we have, we want to talk on this message, put a title, "And He Prevailed Not." And He Prevailed Not. To open it, I'd like to read from the message, "The Infallible Proof of the Resurrection." Paragraph 22, 23, and 24. The infallible proof of the resurrection. You never sought God, though you thought you did. But the Bible claims that you did it. No man seeks God. His nature from the Garden of Eden proves that he is a coward and runs when he seeks. It wasn't Adam calling God, it was God calling Adam. And the Bible says that you might rest assured that your names were written on the Lamb, on the book of life. Your names, who are in the body of Christ tonight, was written on the book of life before the foundation of the world. That is what the Bible said in Revelation. And it deceived all that dwell upon the earth, whose names were not written in the last book of life from the foundation of the world. So when the Lamb in God's great knowledge was slain here by his word at the beginning, you were slain with him when the war first began. Amen. And now, when God promised a royal seed that will come forth as a savior, it's been the work of our enemy, God's enemy, the devil, to try to destroy that seed all the way down. The first thing, when the righteous son was born, Abel, and the righteous and the unrighteous was born, Cain, first he slew Abel. That's Cain slew Abel, thinking he was getting that righteous seed. For he was standing there when God pronounced the everlasting earthly judgment upon the people, and upon the serpent, and upon the ground. And he promised through the woman will come a seed, and this seed will bruise the serpent's head, And the serpent fought at that seed all down through the age, and he is still fighting it. Amen.
Yeah, one of the people that has been interpreted for met me, and they said that they are not sure that they are getting everything that has been said from here. And we talked for a while. And I would like to charge the chairman of interpretation group, if I put it like that, no, he has plenty titles, to stand by. When the person there is tired, you must provide an alternative, that's one. Two, if you feel that some key things have been omitted, it will be your duty to see to it. And the person further said that this tape we used to put in the group doesn't help him because what is in the group is English. So he cannot play it over again. I said, well, let's see how we approach this thing one by one. First of all, let's see that they have a good interpretation, and then perhaps maybe we are going to get a recording gadget by their side that will also record their own, that they will also go and be able to replay. Otherwise, we might be forced to bring back the interpreter to the platform. May the Lord be our help. All of us in church, we don't have one right more than the other one. Everybody come here for their soul salvation and for physical blessing, and we cannot ride over some people. Everybody must enjoy the same. So we, and since the request is coming, we have to do everything to see that we give them the best. The Lord bless you. So we are speaking on this message, and it prevailed not. Like we have just read, Satan, the devil, is the enemy of God and our enemy. And he has been an enemy since the beginning, even before this earth started. As we all read here, that the war started in heaven, not here on earth. Amen. And the reason why Adam and Eve, so to say, were defeated in the Garden of Eden was because of the conditional covenant that they were given. The day you eat thereof, that day you will die. And the prophet told us that because of that, God changed the covenant from conditional to unconditional. So his own children, everything about them, God made it a complete package. That from the onset, everybody is programmed. Their destination, their achievement in life, and whatsoever is already packaged and programmed for everybody. And all that we just need to operate and access those rooms is by faith. And to go further, when the covenant started with Abraham, right from Genesis 12, God was already putting, this is the very day that God was speaking to Abraham. The very day that God started speaking to Abraham, he was pronouncing the blessings. Like in Genesis 12:3, he said, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Apart from God blessing them, even those that will bless them, it will be a blessing. Anyone that attempts curse, it's a curse to that one. Let's just read a couple of verses in Genesis and then in Numbers before we proceed. I don't think it will take too long a time. Genesis 22 verse 17, which we are familiar with. Say that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven,
And as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. This enemy that started the war in heaven, which it took Michael. The prophet told us that Michael is Jesus Christ in his angelic form. It took him to stand up and package the devil in the name of Lucifer. That was his name there. And he was an archangel also. And he has angels under him. And in fact, when he started his campaign, that is the first political campaign that you ever have. And in that political campaign, he was able to get to talk to himself. Though the Bible says the thought, the prophet said it is two thought. And two thought is the majority. And when they want to impeach the president, as long as two thought of the House of Rep and the Senate can append their signature in support of the impeachment, the president goes. The same thing to the state. Like I normally say that, the law of each nation is copied after the Bible. Human being doesn't have their own knowledge. They tap every knowledge from the Bible. They have many of them that they pervert, but God has the righteous one. And with these two thoughts on his side, you think that under normal circumstances, they should change the presidency in heaven. Unfortunately, because the presidency in heaven is not changeable, because God himself is the creator of heaven. So he did not consult anybody before he formed all that he formed, before he put all that he put in place. He himself is the one that put Lucifer in the position he put him. And we are still going to look at how God put him and decorated him and empowered him and do everything that God did for him. It was God that gave him everything. He didn't have nothing but what God gave to him. But as we will read later in the Bible, iniquity was found in him. God, knowing all this, he made adequate plan and preparation for his own children. Now, if we look at Genesis 24, verse 60, when Rebecca was going to marry Isaac through the visit of the faithful servant, Eliezer, and Eliezer presented the message, and when the people saw that, it looked as if God's hand was inside of it, because the prayer of Eliezer, the way it was answered, is a confirmation to these people that God's hand is inside, so they can no more interfere with that arrangement. They just say that we can't say anything good or bad in this matter. The only request we have is that give us some time. Let the damn say about this one. You just came now. You just came. At least let the guest stay with us. At least even if it's 10 days. The prophet said that he are denominational brothers. That is the way he qualified the brothers of Rebecca. That was their demand. But the servant said, I'm ready now. The thing I brought here, did it not show you how your girl will be taken care of in that place? He loaded camels with gifts. When he arrived, he knew that somebody arrived. Everybody had their share of the thing, whether father, mother, or brother. They gave them, he said to all of them. So after I have said to you, what are you waiting for again? What are you asking us to wait? Let's go. They say, okay, since it's an urgent something, we have to consult again. That the matter gang concern to find out if she's ready to go or not. Because she has the final say. And that is what happens in every wedding. The couple has the final say. The girl has the final say to say yes or no. And is the man that actually proposed? It is absurd. It is very strange. It has never been in history before for a girl to go and propose. She will have to wait until a man come and propose. I read the status of somebody in the week, and the person will say that that the men said she talk. That some of them are afraid of maybe insult, and they don't want to talk. You see, Isaac, the status was mentioning Isaac talk. I hope there's no Isaac here. Okay, maybe there's Isaac. The Isaac I know is not ready for that one yet. Isaac talk. This and that. No. Say you who should talk. But about that, they will say, shut up. But about that, this one, you who talk. The better is saying that the men that they are afraid to talk and they don't want insult and the rest of you like that. Then it was a lady or sister that put it in there. Of course, must have copied it from somewhere and put it there. Maybe it's also the expression of her own mind too. And it's somebody I know very well. So I replied there that I laugh. He said, we will not even insult you, sir. If you talk, we will not even insult you. So, men, they say, you can talk. Oh, you don't keep quiet and see whatever. They say, you can talk. Say what is in your mind. You will die when you say it. But it will be no. Life doesn't end there. No, some have said, I've talked before and they will hear no. And life continues. Until they will hear yes somewhere. Sometimes they can see hear yes from the same spot. But they love their wife. All right. I think the eyes of some people that are sleeping have opened up. So they ask Rebecca, will you go with this man? Rebecca said, I will go. So this is where the father, mother, brothers, everybody remove their hands. Then before she go anyhow, of course they are aware that God's hand is inside of it. Then they now pray for her. Now in the prayer that they pray for her, which there is nowhere anything is written for them to be reading the former sermon book or former Bible to see the blessings that God had blessed Abraham and whatever, anything they will hear from mouth to ear. But you see they themselves now uttering almost the same thing, the blessings that have been coming on them. Like in Genesis open 24 verse 16. Say, and they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which eat them. So that blessing is going from generation to generation for God's own children. And it is still effective up to now. The seed of Abraham, they still have that blessing on them to possess the gate of their enemies. Then, in the course of the story continues until God's children find themselves in Egypt according to God's program, because God already told Abraham in Egypt that your seed will sojourn in the strange land 400 years, after which I will bring them out with a mighty hand, and every word of God must come to pass. The time came that they went through jealousy of their brother Joseph. Something must happen to make something to come to pass, but that was God's program. And when the time came for them to come out, and they were coming, they were in the line of duty, because the time was right, because the Bible says that God heard the cry of the children in Egypt, and he said he has come down to come and deliver them. See, I know their sorrows. You see, sorrow, trouble, problem is not supposed to be forever. Sometimes they happen as trials along this journey, but they are not to be forever. So Satan should have it in mind
that after suffering, that there will not be breaking of the day. Job that suffered most, if we put it like that, in the scripture, among the things that are written down, a time finally came that it came to an end. In fact, the wife thought that he will go with the problem, but he didn't go with the problem. Because Satan anointed the wife to utter exactly what Satan wanted Job to say. It was the wife that Satan anointed. And she said the same thing. Curse God and die. And that was what Satan said that Job will say. And God said that Job cannot say it. When Satan has passed all the road and he look as if not successful, then he jumped on the wife, which is the closest. Flesh of his flesh. Bone of his bone. She gave him the final advice. They have both lost the children. They have both lost the property. The woman now say, you better curse God and die. Death is better than this condition that you are in. Maybe she herself is tired of the situation. But Job, in that condition, said, you speak like one of the foolish women. He went further and said, shall we receive good at the hand of God and not receive evil also? He shot the man's wife, because the inspiration on her is from Satan. Amen. So when they were in that land of duty, going back to the promised land, when they go to Moab, of course, news were coming. As they were coming and things were happening, the news was going ahead of them of what was happening. The news was going ahead. By the time they got to Moab, because they are related somehow, through, you know who Moab is? That's one of the children that Lot had by one of the daughters. That's what formed the nation of Moab. And they told, Moses told the king, please, we are just passing you. Which they are breeding. It shouldn't cause anything. And they said that our cattle, our everything, will try and monitor them. But if they eat anything from your son, we will pay for it. We are not going to scatter them, allow them to know this grazing law. The people see us happening at that time too. Say, we are going to, and if you do it, but today they don't want to pay now. They eat your farm, if you talk, they kill you. May the Lord be merciful to people. But Satan jumped on top of Balak and said, you can't pass. You cannot pass. Anyhow you want to do, how to jump to where you are going is your own problem. But passing my place, it will not work. He said, please, this and that. He turned it into spiritual. He sent messengers to go and call the prophet Balak. Say there are some people here that scatter over everywhere. They just leap up. Come and curse me there. Because I know you as a man of God anointed. Whatever you curse is God, what is blessed is blessed. Of course, Balaam asked the Lord. And God told him, those people are my people. I have blessed them. Don't curse them. God has blessed his children ahead. And there is no cause that can come on top of that blessing. It's not possible. He has blessed them already. Of course, you know Balaam that was not happy with that message from God. How he, in fact, because of the promises that when he dispatched the first messengers. After that, Balaam sent the next group. Do you want to miss your opportunity? I have a promotion package for you. The things I will give you, where I will promote you to, is ready. Don't you know me, my position? I'm the king of the whole Moab. It's me that sent message to you and you are slacking to God. Come across. So he went and do another prayer. The prophet said that when God saw his heart,
He saw his heart that is interested in the money. He said, okay, go now. Go.
Then he went. You know the experience he had on the way. How the mule was riding, crushed his leg. Ali put a mark. See, even though you will get there, but you must have a mark on you that you are warned. There will be a mark that you are warned. He crushed his leg against something. Then he began to talk to me. He didn't even know when animal was talking to him, but talking with animal. He had forgotten himself completely. I said, go. Go before this promotion will leave me now. Before they carry away the money, go. Go with it. Until the thing bend down and fall on the ground. You will not hear what he said. You want to kill me? He said, you yourself, you don't see your eye. You don't open your eye. At least you say you'll be a prophet. When he saw the angel now, nevertheless, since you want to go, the angel said, continue your journey. But when you get there, you can only do what I permit you. Whatever I have blessed, you can't cause it. So you go and make your effort. Go and do what you can satisfy yourself. He went. And he was going. We won't have time to read all that, because if you want to read them, you have to read about 3 chapters in the book of Numbers. But just read about 3 or so verses here. Verse 12 of Numbers 22. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Don't go with them. Don't curse them. They are already blessed. They are not just blessed by human beings. It's God himself that blesses them. Then when Balaam got there, Balak will say, oh, yeah, see them here. Yeah. He will take this parable, we'll be talking, When he sees that, he says, not talking what he likes, he will take it from that place. We are carrying it to another place. In chapter 23, verse 20, he says something. Balaam, he says, behold, I have received commandment to bless. And he has blessed. That he is God. And I cannot reverse it. God's children have been blessed already. And there is no power that can reverse it. It's not possible. See, the commandment I gave is to bless. You invite me to come and curse, but I got a commandment from God to bless. Because he said he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. The man was not happy at all. Then when he got to chapter 24, verse 9 said, when he looked at Jacob, he said he couched. He lay down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall tear him up? He said, blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. Because they are blessed. Up till now, the physical Israel that are still in that place, whosoever bless them, be it a person, be it a family, be it a nation, that bless them, the person will be blessed. You are against them, God will be against you. Then we also have the spiritual Israel. Anyone that blesses them is blessed. You cause them, you are cursed. I don't have much trouble here on earth about what somebody says. Number one, a child of God or a Christian, they don't do evil. And as long as they are doing, they are in the will of God, because that is the only condition that can give Satan a license to have access to you. As long as you are living according to God's word, all these promises, they are 100% on you. 100% they are on you. Satan will want to come on a daily basis as much as he can constantly to say that they are not so. He's wasting his time. They are so. It is the creator of heaven and earth that said it. This Satan the devil, he has been at work and is still at work. He does not rest. He does not sleep. He doesn't go on holiday. He doesn't go to toilet. He does not travel. He is always working. And water is work. When Jesus was here, he was talking in St. Luke, I think chapter 16, St. John chapter 10, verse 10. He was talking about a thief, which a thief is inspired by Satan. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. Say, but I have found that I might have life, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant. This is God and Satan in that same verse. Satan come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but God come to give life, and to give that life abundantly to his own children. And even in the beginning of this New Testament church, Jesus Christ, he laid the foundation solidly on revelation. As many as you know him as God Almighty in flesh, as many as you know him as the final authority. You know, he said, the Father judgeth nothing, but he has committed all judgments unto his Son. All power has been committed to Jesus Christ. Like you have used to hear of power of attorney. Maybe you have a property, and then maybe a large property, let's say from here to Dubai, belong to a family. And they will now write through a lawyer what they call power of attorney and hand it over to that person. Authority to sell, to distribute, to do everything. Just like they also have trusts and things for a will that is written and signed and sealed. They also have that. They have trustees that they give the authority to share it. So, this power of attorney is copied from the scripture, because the whole power of heaven and earth was given to Jesus Christ. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. That is the power of attorney, of the blessing, of everything until judgment. Everything is committed to the hands of Jesus Christ. That is why, apart from this message that shows the revelation, the people in all other whatever, they have missed road. Because they don't know who they are dealing with. When Jesus Christ was laying his foundation, he said, he's laying it upon a solid rock of revelation, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Individual that Jehovah God give this revelation to know himself or herself as a child of this creator of heaven and earth. That is the revelation. The reason why Satan couldn't prevail in heaven, might he know his authority? He know that all the power of Lucifer is a perverted one. He is the one that gave it to him, and he can derobe him in a second. He can sweep him on the powers if you want to. Though he didn't sweep him then, but the power of God is more than that of the devil, trillion times. Because God has created power. Satan does not have creative power. He only have perverted power. Amen.
We are going gradually. Let us read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, from verse 12.
Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thou seest the Lord God, thou seest the Lord God, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the bell, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. This is how he was, Satan was, precious stones was used to decorate it. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered it, and I have said this so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Amen. Before we read the quotes, let's read also Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 17. Isaiah chapter 14, from verse 12 to 17. How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground with this weakening the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? That he shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Satan, if he gets you in a corner, he doesn't have a plan for you to come out of it. A problem comes. A sickness come, a situation come, whatsoever. The intention of Satan is that you have to stay inside that thing for life. That is it from the beginning. But we know the program. We are speaking on and it prevailed not. Question and answer.
1959, June 28th in the evening, paragraph 69, we read first. Question and answer, 59, OC 28 in the evening, paragraph 69. See, Satan was the original archangel of God. He won't dwell in the heaven. He once was the greatest person in the heaven outside of God. He was God's right-hand man to fellowship. And he got puffed up in his heart. Pride is of the devil. The Bible says that God receives the proud and he gave grace to the humble. No matter a man's status in life, when you begin to notice pride coming in, that one is going. Because the Bible says that the way up is down. And the way down is up. It's opposite. Just shoot out your head. Push your chest. Let everybody say that you are the one. Without you, sun will not shine. Rain will not fall. That's all. The person is positioning himself as an enemy to God. That God will resist him. Yoruba sọ pé Olúwa kọjú ìjà. The English didn't make it so deep. Say Olúwa kọjú ìjà. Ṣé agbára da? It's a confrontation. It's an attack from the Almighty God, because that is the first thing that happened in heaven. It was pride. When God sees that one, he will mount an opposition against that person. Let's jump to paragraph 73 of that same sermon question and answer. Paragraph 73. So Lucifer is on earth today, trying to work in the church to accomplish the same purpose that he started before the foundation of the world. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. All right. I believe there is another thing on here. Ezekiel 28, chapter the 12th verse. Let's see what that says in Ezekiel 28:12. And I'm sure that by studying this and looking into it, seeing what it does here, the Lord, then we know whether he really fell from heaven or whether it was just a vision. 28:12. All right. I believe that is what I got wrote down. All right. Here we start. Now, this is a great thing here. I wish we just had time to preach on just a little, for it's really something. Now, as I just got to basing up to this, that Lucifer in heaven tried to exalt himself and even be just a little higher than his boss, his pride. And he betrayed Michael and made himself a great kingdom in the north, and come down now, and he and his angels was cast out. The person asks of the revelation, that's Revelation 12 for the eyes of Patmos. Now, let's do the paragraph 76 now. How many people here understand that the devil controls every nation on earth? The devil controls the United States. The devil is government of the United States. That one is heavier than the first statement. The prophet first of all said the devil controls United States. He said the devil is the government of United States. The devil is the government of Germany. He is the government of every nation under heaven. In other words, the devil is the government of Nigeria. The devil controls every nation. The Bible says he does. Read Matthew the 4th chapter, where Satan took Jesus up to the top of the mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and claimed them to be his, and said, I will give them to you if you worship me. Jesus never said you like Satan. He knew they belong to him. How did they belong to him? It was through the sin of Adam that they belong to him. When Adam lost the title deed, that was when Satan begin to rule this world. Amen. But over in the book of Revelation said, rejoice you heavens and you earth, for the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign on earth. That one actually is still in future. Jesus knows that in the millennium that all the governments and kingdoms will broke down. That's according to the vision of Daniel. And will be God and ruler over all of them. He knows he fell heir to all of it. So therefore, he told Satan, get him behind me, Satan. For he knew what he had to do. Now, listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord on this prophet Ezekiel speaking, not to this king, but to the spirit in the king. Let's go to paragraph 85. Now what the evil controls of this world now, as we read from Ezekiel 28:12. Son of man, take up a lamentation unto the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord. Now what? He's speaking to the spirit in the king. See, thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the song, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Satan, see there how Satan was the most beautiful of the archangels. You saw what we read in the scriptures. There is no one among the angels that was decorated like that. But God said, I said this so. I purposely create you like that. That is how the prophet told guests that are beautiful. He said, if you are beautiful, you better hand over your beauty to God. If not, you will use it to send souls to hell. And then you also go and meet them in the place. Now, you know the king of Tyros at that time would not have been in Eden. Are you following? When Ezekiel was prophesying this one, and was talking to the king of Tyros, the prophet is saying that the king of Tyros was never in Eden. Now you know the king of Tyros at that time would not have been in Eden, for it was 4,000 years before that. That's before this king of Tyros matter now, before Ezekiel was talking now. That's when the prophet was talking about. See, that had been in Eden. Who is he talking to? He is talking to Satan in that king. Hallelujah. Brother, free religious. And then what is these people going to do that blasphemes and makes fun of people under the demonstration of the Holy Ghost? When they make fun of those people, they are blaspheming the Holy Ghost, which is absolutely unpardonable. You are not talking to that man, you are talking to the spirit that is moving in that man. We ought to honor one another and love one another and exalt one another, talk good of each other. That is what we should do. Amen. Now listen. Thou sealest up the song, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. That was in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold, workmanship of the tablets of the pipe was prepared in the day that thou was created. There is Lucifer. He won't dwell in Egypt. Now we are going to come back to that question in a minute. Lucifer in Egypt, because we have got the seed of the serpent down here, somewhere, which is a very typical thing. I thought I just hope that's our last. But it was, and the devil was kicked out of heaven. And the very purpose that he tried to propose in heaven, he came right down here on the earth, and is trying his best to fulfill that what he proposed. He goes to the kings and to the rulers. And when he can get them, then he comes right down to the church and gets the people, gets the preacher. Then from the preacher, he goes right into the congregation and gets in the congregation under the same influence. The same devil doing the same thing. You know you are a Presbyterian. You will never be a holy roller. You are this, that, or the other. You couldn't afford to disgrace yourself to be among them. Why? You know better than to set in one of them old little old tabernacles of missions on the street, where the people is off at their head.
The prophet said, no, they are not.
No, they are not. They are just on at their head. That is all.
That is the people that are in the spirit.
Do you understand what the prophet said?
What the prophet said is talking about mockers and scoffers.
What they talk to people. And that is how Satan gets the people. The prophet said that when Satan came down here, he went to get the kings. Then when he get the kings, he get their subjects. He went to get the preachers. He said when he get the preachers, then he enter the congregation and get them. Once the preacher is conquered, that congregation is finished. Because the congregation cannot go beyond that. They cannot go beyond the revelation that they are receiving from their church. What they are being preached, that's what they will be saying. That's what they will owe to. Amen. And the people say that the people are crazy, they are holy roller, and they are off at their head. The prophet said, they are not off at their head, they are just on at their head. Can say, God, you want to pray, you want to
Amen.
God lives in their hearts, and they are peculiar people, a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice. That is the fruit of their lives, giving praise to God. Whether they feel like it or not, at times I do not see him, said the songwriter, I trust and give him praise. Say, well, I go to church and I pray the Lord if I feel like it. Well, now a priest is to make a sacrifice. And you, the congregation, are high priest to God, of God, to make a spiritual sacrifice. That is the fruit of your lips, giving praise to God. Amen.
Let's see the paragraph from the fourth seal. Fourth seal, paragraph 279. The fourth seal.
Right. The first thing in heaven was a battle. Lucifer was kicked out and come to the earth. Then he polluted Eden. Where is Eden? Where is Eden? Huh? This earth is Eden. This earth is Eden now. But this is a polluted Eden. At that time, there is Eden, or there was Eden, and the garden of Eden. The Bible said that God planted a garden at the east of Eden. It is this same earth that God carved out a place and called it garden of Eden, where he kept Adam and Eve at that time. The whole thing is since scattered, because when they were driven out of that place, that is the end of that order.
Amen.
Then he polluted Eden. Then he has been polluting ever since. And now from the battle in heaven, he's coming to the battle on earth, and he's to be finished on earth at the end time in the battle called Armageddon. Now, anyone knows that the battle started in heaven, holy, and so they kick him out. Michael and his angels overthrew him, was run out. And when they did, dropped right down to Eden, and here started the battle down here. Amen.
All that is needed by God's children in every age, in every generation, in every situation, to overcome that battle, to overcome that enemy, which is God's own enemy, is given to us. But if you don't use it, you will be defeated.
Jesus, when he became flesh, God, Emmanuel, when he became flesh, himself was tempted. manifest it. So this Lucifer came and see this same person that fought him and threw him off in heaven. He met him here again on earth. Oh, so you are here. Of course, when we want to trace the seed, the prophet says that since Satan was there, we read one of the quotes, that Satan was there when God said, the seed of the woman will bruise thy head. When Satan hear that one, Satan has been trying to trace that seed of the woman. So anytime he knows that a special child is to be born, he will quickly plan. This one will not survive. Of course, he thought the thing ended with Abel. It was after that one that this judgment came. Then after that one, the thing started again. Then the time came that God promised a deliverer in Egypt. Because in the Old Testament, what is called the apple of God's eyes, what God called his firstborn is Israel. He said they are the apple of his eyes. He said they are his firstborn. So in Egypt, Satan inspired the people. But the way they enter in Egypt, they enter luxuriously. On the platter of gold. After Joseph had suffered for some years there. Then when it came to the time that the meeting, the council meeting was held in Egypt. And the Pharaoh and his people said that the way these people are getting multiplying is fast. And the way this is, if they increase like this, if a war will break out, they will join with our enemies and finish us. So we have to do something. And they started the plan A that they have was that to reduce the birth rate, they will put more bodies on the men so that they will not know that they didn't have a wife at all. Maybe they will report to work 6 a.m. in the morning and close 8 p.m. in the evening, and they work no resting, no nothing like Quran work. You must be on your feet, you must be up and doing. I don't think they understand where I'm sick or I'm weak or I'm tired today. They must work. They don't work well to them, they feel black. They give you black. It was Satan in action. And they were dead weight. They were tortured. But when the people begin to pray, Satan also begin to watch. When he got to the time that God was promising that there is a deliverer is coming, this and that, Satan was alert at a last. When Moses was born, inspiration came to the king. Because they were trying to reduce this thing. When they checked the birth rate, after they overlabored the men, the thing did not reduce. The very time that their wife will be due for another child, there will be enough sense for the man. One effort, the Lord will bless it. And it will stand. So they went to work, they now call the. Say, if you look at this, our tactics is not really working well. Overlaboring them is not solving the problem, and there's nothing else we can do. All the hours are filled with labor. We have done everything to make sure that they work and they whatever. But still, the thing is, they say, okay, what else do we do now? They say, what we do is that let's employ some women that we believe are wicked ones, that don't seem like children. They thought so. Then they employ these women, which they believe will be like witches. That when you are doing the work of a midwife, immediately the thing come out to see, say it's a maid. You know your job. Make sure that the child did not cry. You know what the Bible says. The Bible says the midwife, they fear the Lord. So because they fear the Lord, they didn't do that job like that. When they summon them and say that the work we gave to you, you are not seeing the effect. Their women is not like our own women. Before we get there, we have already given birth. People have gathered. They have congratulated them. They have bad the baby. They already throw the baby up and down. And the baby is strong and healthy. Are we going to now kill that one? Then they went for another meeting. They say, this woman cannot do the work. So what else are we going to do? Okay, let's go to employ assassin. Let's employ straightforward assassin. Then they employ assassin, men with their cutlasses, that they should move from house to house of all the Hebrews. Anywhere they hear the cry of a child, go and check if it's a male or female. What is a male? Slaughter that child. He's from the order from the palace. This is the time that Moses was born. Hundreds of children, whether hundreds or thousands of male children, they died for this. But the real person that they were after was Moses. They couldn't get Moses. Not only that they couldn't get Moses, God made sure that they themselves are the one that would train Moses. The kind of training that Moses had, even they themselves that are native, that are citizens in Egypt, they didn't have it. What Moses enjoyed, the citizens did not enjoy it. Then even gradually, if God wants to walk in the order of man, Moses will have become the next king. But God doesn't walk in man's order. He has his own plan. He walks in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And all the effort of Satan, he came to nothing. Did he prevail? He never prevailed. He never. When he got to a time that Moses wanted to do the job by himself, the prophet said, the people, the Israelites, because they did not receive Moses as the one that God has sent to them, then God gave them another 40 years. Another 40 years to suffer for them. Then they now cry properly. They cry. And that 40 years too, God was training his servant in the wilderness. By the time it ended, then God came and met Moses at the burning bush. Moses, he attracted him by the burning bush. When he came round, say, put off your shoes, the ground you are standing is a holy ground. Then God spoke to him. I've heard the cry of my people in Egypt. I've seen their tears. I know their sorrows. He said, I have come down to deliver them. And I'm sending you. And then dialogue between God and Moses. I cannot go. I'm a stammerer. God said, who made man to speak? This and that. Who will I say send me there? Do you know how I left Egypt? I'm a fugitive there. I'm a wanderer. To enter Egypt now, they won't give me a run. God said, what is in your hand? He says, a rod. We have put it on the ground. It becomes snake. The first time that Moses will see supernatural, he ran away. God said, come and pick it. God was building confidence in him. A natural man, when you see snake, you run away. It's only some people that are bold. I saw one man one day say that if you see, you grab the snake, even if it's close to the tail, and swing it like this, and throw it on the ground. That is the way that is. If you want to count people that can do it here, I don't think you can count it. Majority we are by themselves. Those times we used to go to church farm, I saw a full grown man. One of the men that can say this one is a man of Timber Akali. He saw snake that's already dead on the ground. Is it somebody like that one that will exist? The snake is a small one to begin with, and it's also dead. Somebody kill it. You just see the dead snake small. You are running away. This way is life. Live snake. Begin to look like this one. Because they pick it by the tail. And you know, tail is a dangerous place to pick a snake. But that's why God says you should pick it. You should pick it. God was putting confidence in him. Because he's going to go and do things that have never been done before. Pick it by the tail. You pick it by the tail. You become the robber. He saw the first miracle. Also, now put your hand in your bosom. When he brought it out, leprosy. The prophet says, God was telling him that the condition of your heart is sinful. It's leprosy. Before you can go and work for me, I need to cleanse you. Then, where is he going to go with leprosy now? God said, put it back. Then he put it back. When he put it back, bring it out. It was wonderful, neat, like that of a newborn baby. Say now, you go. He was arguing with God until God said, I will go with you. And it's okay. If you go with me, that will be fine. Then when he got to Egypt, we need not to go over all the stories of how they battled from small to this, to that, to that, to that. Egypt was almost destroyed. From that time, Egypt has never risen up to be a country that people are interested to go to. How many people say, well, I won't go to Egypt now? They said, you want to go and be a slave. Egypt should not be a country that people are interested in. It was battle between God and Satan. There are several battles we will not talk about much because we will close soon. You know of encounter with Joshua when he took over and what happened. Wall of Jericho at Ai, in this place, in that place. How the Lord moved mightily. The three Hebrew children, when they were worshipping their God, and they were told to worship the image of Daniel, and they refused. And the king said, according to the law, the people that were inspired by Satan, that wrote the decree that anyone that did not worship this image will be cast to the fiery furnace. And the king even said it will be heated 7 times. And it was heated. And Satan was calling for compromise. Satan was calling that these people should bow. They should worship an idol. And these people are people that are God's children, Jehovah's children, who has made up their mind, vow before God that they will never worship an image according to God's instruction. And the king said, there is no God that can deliver them from someone. When you see man boasting, in fact, that is where God wants to move. He wants to display special power. Man, when they are inspired by Satan, that's when they boast. The three good boys, they say, if it's the way you are talking, we will give you reply immediately. The God that we are serving, he can deliver us. What power do you have? The God that we serve can deliver us. From your kingdom, from the fire, he can deliver us. And let us tell you that even if we reserve that this is the way we will go, we will not bow. We are ready to die for what we believe. The king was more furious for the audacity that this boy has to reply in the king like that. He gave the order. Go and kill him in this house and carry him there. What kind of nonsense? He saw. This boy can be so naughty like this. These fanatics that are against them, that want to see them destroyed. I don't know whether they will slap their mouth and things like that. Because they have been talking to them about their religion. They have been telling them that you don't need to be fanatical like this. Are you trying to say that we are saying we are not God cheated? This, that, and the other one, you know, worship in the you is too much. This time around, the Bible doesn't have the whole something. It's possible that they will use hands to raise their mouth. Say, we were telling you at that time that you should cooperate. And now you are going inside the fire now. They carry them to the end. When they find them finished, they were saying, maybe they will be talking to them. This level of fanatics. If you come to this life another time, you will hear what? The Bible says because of the urgency of the commandment. The people rush here like that. Open it. The heat that came out when they opened it, it slew these people that brought them. Those that were thrown inside, nothing happened to them. Only that the rope just caught. And they were there enjoying themselves with the atmosphere that God himself created there. Can fire burn God? Fire cannot burn God. Because this same man can descend it. He was there again with them. And they become, he was the fourth person. So after this, sometimes the king says that by now, they should have turned to ashes. Only to see the deep open. And saw that people are walking inside fire. Say, can this be? What is happening? Say, first of all, how many people were thrown inside the same thing? Because these people answering, they are not even the ones that went to go and throw them. Because those that went to throw them, they have died. But now three, they carry here. But I am seeing four people loose. And I can see the figure of each of them. I know Shadrach. I know Meshach and Abednego and know their stature. But I see a fourth person there. And his likeness is like the Son of God. And this king, I've never seen God before. I never seen the Son of God before. Well, at least God opened his eyes to leave a testimony here that if anyone stay with God, God will stay with the person. So, he said, bring them out. See, my people, since the situation is like this, I bet the people that wrote the law that I signed, let them go. When they came, he said, you know one thing, the boys wrote about, we have sent them inside the fire and they came out. You too, you will try it. You too, you also go. And they bundle them and go there. Those ones that they rehash at the end of the day. You know the situation with Daniel. How he went and them and lion, him and lion were looking at themselves at an interval until he was brought out. What are we talking about? Let's look at another one before we close. In the kingdom of Assyrus, when some of these Jews were there, the wife of the king, Vashti, misbehaved. And she was excommunicated from the palace. Then they were looking for a replacement. That was when Esther, which is called Adasa in their own language, also went with the other virgins. And she was picked, preferred above all the others. She won the contest. She was given the crown. The prophet told us that Esther tied the bride. That she never was interested in any adorning of the world. She was satisfied with only the things that the chamberlain of the king gave to her. Which is a type of what the prophet of the hour has told us that God is interested in. Anything that the prophet did not recommend, remove your hand from it. So,
Mordecai told Esther, don't tell anybody about your people. Don't tell them where you come from. Don't tell them these are your people. Just keep quiet. At the right time, it will be known. We don't know the inspiration, which is only from God, that made Mordecai to tell Esther that. And Esther obeyed. The Bible said that Esther was obedient to the man as when she was living with her, with him. So, a time came, Haman was promoted. And when he was promoted, pride entered inside. As you have said before, that is what goes before fall. So when he's coming out, he wants everybody to fall down. But Mordecai does not believe in worship of a man. It's their religion. It's not just pride, it's their religion. Then the other people that were there, they begin to talk to Mordecai. You are a stranger here. How can you come here? You see, we bow. You know that you don't raise your hand. What kind of a thing is that man? Then finally they told Haman, when you are passing, watch. There is one of us there that doesn't bow. And it was Mordecai. So Haman passed one day and spied Mordecai and saw the man not bowing. He was full of wrath. He didn't see anything. He just went. Then finally, he went to the king. There are some people here that are in this your kingdom that are rebels. And it is not safe for us to keep them there. That we should find a way of cleaning them off. Let us look at a scripture. Esther chapter 3. Verse 13. I'm summarizing because if I go on any of them in details, we will not know. And verse 13. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day. Even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Haman warned all Jews in the 127 provinces of Assyria to be killed, to be destroyed, to perish. Little children, adults, young and old. Everybody to be killed off. And the king has given authority to him that whatever he wishes as a senior officer, go and carry it out. Not knowing that this man is in law to the king himself. That is the father in law to the king that the king is supposed to worship. He never knew because Mordecai said, don't you say anything yet about where you come from. Then the matter continued. When Mordecai read the letter, and saw the way they were sending the letter to all the provinces, and the day is ahead that this thing will take place, is ahead. Every day is reducing. Then Mordecai sent a message to Esther. Are you aware of those letter? You better go and tell the king now that it is your people that is involved. What he has kept secret before, now go and say it. Esther said, there is a custom here. There is a custom here. You don't just enter to go and meet the king anyhow. You enter anyhow, you perish anyhow. Say, for about 30 days now, I've never been invited inside. So, as it is now, until I'm invited inside, I cannot go. That's the reply they told Mordecai. And Mordecai said, I beg,
You are talking of following yourself. All of us will perish. Let me tell you something. You don't know whether this is the very reason why you are there. You don't know whether this is the very reason why you are there. I wanted to preach on that topic one day, but I never preach on it. Maybe one day. You don't know the very reason. If this is the reason, and you keep quiet, help will come from somewhere else. When Esther got the message of God, Mordecai tore his dress, put ashes on his head. I was saying that, don't be sorrowful. When death is like this, then you are saying don't be sorrowful. You are saying don't weep. You are saying don't cry. But death is coming close. You say make you enter inside. You are saying now that you cannot enter. When Esther now sent that one and Mordecai replied, then Esther now said in her last message, he said, myself and my maidens will fast for 3 days. After that, I will go and meet the king. Then if I perish, I perish. Because except one condition that God, that the king will hold out the scepter towards anybody that enter at a time without invitation. If the king will hold out the scepter, then you are safe. If he did not hold out the scepter, it is death. Because you are not invited. That is the law of the place. So he said to them, you two go and fast outside, while we are also fasting inside. So Esther fasted for 3 days and the maidens, and then after the 3 days, then enter, Esther was going to meet either her death or solution to her need. Now remember that a seed of God in the line of duty has been blessed before. And whatever God has blessed cannot be cursed. And when any seed of God have a reason to stand on any of those promises, heaven have to move. Things have to happen. There is no power that can cross it. No matter what. When Esther moved, the king said, who is there? Says Queen Esther. Then the king took the scepter and hold it. Then she entered inside. Say, Queen Esther, what is your petition? What's your request? It will grant everything to the half of the kingdom. Esther did not first of all rush. No need to rush. Something that God has taught for us. No need to rush. He's for us now. He has taught everything. No need to rush. Just approach it gradually. He said, King, let me serve you first. Let me first of all do service for you first. I want to invite you an armor, both foe and friend, to the banquet I want to prepare. Come and dine. Tomorrow. Then after you eat and dine and your heart is merry, then you can continue from there. So the king sent a message to Amma. Say, Amma, you are invited with me to go with me to the banquet that Esther wants to do tomorrow. So Amma replied in Greece. This is the thing. Then with all this promotion, with all this special invitation, with all these special favors, then somebody will not bow. Which kind of people is that one? You are in party, you will not bow. Who are you, by the way? I bring you down here. This and that. You go home and boast with the people. Things are, the way things are moving now, the promotion is getting so rapidly. And all the things are moving fine. Okay. He went and chopped. Yes, he enjoyed himself. When he did finish it, he said, Queen Esther, now what is your petition? What is your request? It will be given unto you even to the ark of the kingdom. Esther said, if it is pleasing unto you, let me give you another banquet now. Tomorrow, come and take another one. I want you to really feel relaxed before I break my records. I want to worship God first. I want to please Him first. I want to give my life to Him first before I present my request. I want to praise His name first. I want to tell Him how much I love Him first before I present my request. And He said, okay. He told Haman, another invitation tomorrow. Bang, bang. Ah, Haman went to say, Kai, 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 today. See, he called the wife and the friends and things. They sat down and talked. Say, ah, wait. Say, but only one thing is that is actually not making me to be happy. Only small thing. It is Mordecai and his people. Meanwhile, he gave instructions. And they made 75 feet gallon on which they planned to arm Mordecai. For being a ringleader of rebellious sets of people. He told the friends, he told the wife, how things are moving, the promotion rate and everything, how the king, everything he requests, you just remove his ring and give to him, which is sanctioning, approval. Then he went the second day. To the banquet with the king. He brought the thing normally. If he knew what was ahead, he would not have eaten that food. If he knew he was eating meat of condemnation, meat that will lead to death, he would not have eaten that thing. He ate it anyhow. When he ate and drank the wine on top of it, then the king turned to Esther. Queen Esther, what is your request? Remember the prophet said that Esther stood for the bride. Esther is chosen as the bride is chosen. Others were rejected, like others were rejected also. What is your request and what is your petition? Say it will be granted unto you. That is why Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek you shall find, and knock it shall be opened unto you. Is an open chair. Then Esther said, King, I'm sold on my people. I'm sold on my people. And we are to die, we are to perish. The king said, we are. Who is the adversary? Who is thinking such a thing? Then Esther said, the adversary is sitting right by you here. Is this Haman? All those killing things you are talking that you have been giving or that you are. It is me and my people. Hey! In this place, my own wife, the apple of my eyes, the king stood up and went out. Then a man doesn't know what to do. By the time He made a mistake. He said he was thinking he want to beg. Then he fell on the bed. The king said, you want to rape? Even the queen in my presence? Yeah. The Bible said, as the word was in the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then when things are happening, there are some people that are watching. Then somebody said, King, your royal highness. This is Haman. He has erected 75 feet gallon at his house that Mordecai should be hanged dead. You know, I've jumped the story. I jumped the story because of time. I think I will carve out some because there is something I want to say to you. Well, night, the king could not sleep. And throughout, it was rolling and rolling. No, we talk about sleeplessness the other time. This one is from the Lord. Then he asked the people, palace secretaries, to read from the scroll that something is missing. There is something out of order. Bring down records and be read it. And be seen whether there is an omission somewhere. There is something we ought to have done, we have not done something about. And God, somehow with this my experience, God is not satisfied. And by the time they read about when two people planned how to kill the king, and somebody reported the matter, and it was investigated and found to be the truth, and they dealt with those two people, and full stop. Then the king asked, the person that reported, what do we do for him? He said, nothing was written there. Then who was that person? He said, it's Mordecai. Mordecai said, okay. That was in between the promotion of Haman. Then, as the king finished like this, then Haman was coming to attend one of the banquets of Esther. He said, who is at the court there? He said, it's Haman. Let's tell him to come. And the question that was asked, say, Haman, high chief Haman, what do you think can be done to the person that the king gladly honored? The person the king delight to honor, with the way things are going and the promotion and the whatever, who else would the king do? He did it a full package. Even for the person that the king delight to honor, you bring the moon that the king used to write, put it on the ground. The clothes, the regalia, the kingly clothes that the king used to wear, put it on this man. Put the crown on top of his head. Let them achieve of the king, go before him and be pointing a finger to him throughout the city, that thus shall it be done to the man that the king delight to honor. The Bible said that he thought it was himself. Pride goes before fall. May God bless you, humble thyself. Then the king said, your recommendations are fine. Do you know Mordecai? Mordecai now? I used to be at the gate. I think I should know him. You know him. If you don't know him, they will tell you who the message is. That Mordecai, they are not two here, Mordecai. Mordecai. Go and take it. All these things you have said, you are the chief that will go before him. Now, don't remove now from the qualification. All your recommendations, 100% approved. Don't remove anything from me, though. All that you have said now, do it to Mordecai. And go before him throughout the city and tell the people that thus shall it be done to the man that the king delight to honor. When he went out from that something, he almost collapsed. He almost collapsed. It was between the first feast and the second feast. He dragged to reach home. When he got home before that, he tell his friend, they come for another meeting because they know that every time he come from the palace, there are sweet stories to tell. But this time the story is missed now. The story is missed. There is invitation for banquet and there is another wahala now on top of his head. He told them. When he told them an anointing job on both his wife and the friends, and they said something. Okay. Yeah. And Haman told Zeres his wife and all his friends everything that have been following him. Then said his wise men and Zeres his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews. In other words, if he's a seed of Abraham, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but thou shalt surely fall before him. If he's a seed of the Jews, if he's a seed of Abraham, if it's an elect of God, if it's a chosen of God, and you are starting to fall like this, you fall completely. It's not halfway collapse. You will fall completely. Naturally, the wife of Haman cannot say that word to him. How can the wife of Haman be telling him he will fall? The promotion is for both of them now. The honor is for both of them now. The blessings for both of them now. But when things change, an anointing drop. Just as the anointing drop on the family of Rebecca to pronounce the blessings that God has for that lineage, the anointing also drop on this list. Just as the anointing drop on Balaam to pronounce on Jacob and his people the things that God has spoken about that race, that anointing continues. Because Satan is continuing to be a defeated foe anytime, any day, anywhere. And because it is like that, this time around, the same anointing continues. It dropped on the wife and the brothers, and the friends. If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, that you are started to fall, then you fall completely. The other that says that, I'm sure they are not conscious of what they have said. But it has been said, it has been said. Just like Pilate said, the king of the Jews. And they are saying, don't say he's the king of the Jews. Say that he said. Say, what I have written, I have written. When the anointing comes down, you can't do anything. And God is the supreme anointing. And this supreme anointing works according to his program. You may look at God as somebody whose grammar is not correct. His message might be too common, but I can tell you with every authority that every statement that came out from the mouth of the prophet is equivalent 100% to the statement in the Bible. They carry the same potency. They carry the same authority. They carry the same power. That is why he has told us that the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. These three words have covered all our life journey. It has covered every battle. It has covered every situation. It has covered every problem. It has covered every need. It has covered every area that Satan may come on the scene. It is not said the Lord. It can never fail. If these people be the seed of Abraham, before the enemy is falling, it will fall completely. Because he cannot prevail. He never prevailed in heaven. He never prevailed in Egypt. He never prevailed in the time of Moses. He never prevailed in the time of Joshua. He never prevailed in the time of Elijah. He never prevailed all those times like that. In the time of Jesus Christ, he never prevailed. It is written. All that you need to do and tell the devil, when sickness comes, what is written of you about sickness? When death is threatening you, what is written of you? I shall not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. That is the scripture. There is a word for every situation. There is a word for every situation. When business collapses, there is a word for it. Then he says, under the anointing, say, I have been young, say, for now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaking, or is he begging bread? Yes, sorry. It is written. There is a word for every situation. There is a word for every problem. There is a word for, that is why the word of the prophet has covered everything and said that the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Shall we rise up on our feet? There is no power. He can't change it now. He cannot change at this time. It has been like that right from Genesis and beyond Genesis. It has been all. It is the same pattern. He started it in heaven, he was defeated. Since he has been fighting it on earth, where the concerns go to children, he is always defeated. If you can see yourself as a child of God and take a hold of the promises, I
as the other God has put it in there and apply it to yourself, Satan one more time will be defeated. Because he's a defeated foe, said the prophet. And he prevail not. He can't prevail in my life. If thou canst believe, it will not prevail in your life. If thou canst believe, it will never prevail. The gates of hell will fight, save the world. Say, but they cannot prevail. It cannot. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If thou canst believe, all things are possible for them that believe. Believe what? The word of God. The promises of God. Which are yea and amen. That is what we have to believe. Confess your confession. Confess your faith. Whatever you have in your heart, confess unto him. What did you believe? What are you looking unto God for? What problem are you confronting? What did the word say about it? That is all that is that matters. When that one goes forth, Satan will step back because he cannot prevail. Nothing too small to pray about, and there's nothing too big to pray about. One time, the mother-in-law of Brother Branham, she had a clock, and the clock has stopped working. And she locked the clock, and she said that she doesn't have money to buy another one. And she prayed unto God and said, God, if you please help me, I want the clock to start working. And the clock started working. It started working. That is the testimony of the prophet about it. This same woman had a freezer. And the thing defroze, it cannot work. There is not never problem because they have light all the time. But it defroze. And the woman hasn't got money for another one. And she prayed unto God, that God, please, my freezer is not freezing. Add that money for another one, just help me. When she went to look at it, he said it has frozen all around. Is the prophet giving the testimony? That is why the prophet said that God is interested in every aspect of our life. No matter how small, God is interested. It is we sometimes that think that God may not be interested. But God is interested. He's interested in our prosperity.
He's interested in our spiritual life. He's interested in our work. He's interested in our every area of our life. Interested in our children. Interested in everything that we do before Him. God is interested. If thou canst only believe, He's interested in our business. He's interested in everything. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. If you have a request and you want to be remembered in prayer, you just signify, so lift up your hand, to commit ourselves to God. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, dear Lord, for this few broken words that has come forth from the scriptures and from your prophet. Lord, you have spoken about your program for our life as your children, seed of Abraham. You have blessed us already, even before we got here. You have placed us, you have ordained us, that we should go and bring forth fruit unto righteousness. Lord, and you have pronounced your blessings upon us, and it can never be reversed. We have seen that through the scriptures, and we have seen it, O living God, through the message of the hour. We are grateful to you, O Savior divine. May faith rise in the heart of everyone, Lord, to hold to your word, because your prophet has told us that your word will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, and under any circumstances. Dear Jesus, Brother Paul said, we should let the word of God dwell richly in our hearts. When that word is in our hearts, then we have answer to give to the devil when it comes. It was that word that Jesus gave to the devil. That was what broke him down. That was what sent him away. He can't cross that word, because that word is you. Increase our faith. Take away every doubt and unbelief. Take away every fear from our hearts. Help us to know who we are. Help us to know our position. Gracious Master, you said the Jews, they are the apple of your eyes. You said they are your firstborn. When they were in Egypt, you told Pharaoh to release them, otherwise he will kill his own firstborn. And you did. The apple of the eye is the most sensitive part of the body that is always protected, that is always shielded. Dear Jesus, and we are the apple of your eyes. Master, give us faith, give us revelation, give us that consciousness to know who we are, to know what we gather to be, to know what you have said about us. Lord, to know, oh God, the blessings you have blessed us with, which are irreversible. Let it be there, Father. Every request that are here, whether by those at the altar or the hands that are up in the audience, thou knowest them before we even signify of them. Lord Jesus, you that knew Jeremiah, Lord, in his mother's belly, before he was even formed, Lord, and you have ordained to be a prophet of your children, you know every one of us. Dear Jesus, all that pertain to us will know it. But it is your order that we should ask you. That is why we are asking. You say, when we ask, we shall receive. Esther was told to ask, and she asked. She asked appropriately. She asked in a good manner. She asked with respect. She asked, worshiping, putting the first thing forth. Help us, dear Father, also, Lord. As we worship you with our life, as we surrender ourselves unto you, so that when we ask, we'll receive our petition. May you grant unto everyone that is having their hands up with a request, or those at the altar, may you meet us at the point of our needs. Grant our needs, dear Father. Show your grace, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. May we meditate on these things. May these things gladden our hearts. May we not, Lord, ever give room to the enemy to rejoice in any way, dear Father. Because things that you have spoken about us is that we will prevail over the devil. You told us ahead that the gates of hell will fight, say, but they will not prevail. May we be able to tell the devil, wherever we see him, whatever he is doing, that I know you will fight, but you cannot prevail. Help us to talk like victors. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May your glory accompany our life. May our life be full of testimonies. Blessed be your wonderful name. The next service today will be the last service of the day. May you send your blessings likewise. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We'll be seated again by 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Trust the Lord will send his blessings one more time and refresh us. God bless you.
Hymn number 180, Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pregnant journey, save me or let me walk with thee.
Thank you.